Wednesday morning, everybody. Praise the Lord for another awesome Wednesday where it's almost election days upon us. Praise God. So we can quit getting all these crazy phone calls and messages and all that. So some of us can have some peace. This morning, I'm going to read out of the book of Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter 27, I think I'm going to start at verse 10 just for the sake of time. What I want to talk about this morning is something that my brother-in-law, actually me and him spoke about a few days ago. It's security. Are you secure would be the question that I asked this morning. And that can take on several different, meanings. We could say, are we secure financially? Are we secure in our house? Are we secure mentally? And all these different things. And I am talking about all that. But I want to challenge us this morning to understand that when we're secure in our relationship with our Heavenly Father, then everything else in our life has to follow suit. When we're secure in our relationship with God the Father, everything else in our life has to be affected because of how awesome our God is. So let's jump into a word of prayer, and then we will talk about security. Father God, we honor you this morning. Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters in this call and that will hear this message. I thank you that today is the day that you have chosen for each one of us to challenge us and to change our mindset, God, that we can get to know you better, that we can fall in love with you more, that we can get to know who you truly, truly are in each one of our lives, Lord. God, it's great to hear preachers, pastors, prophets speak about you, but it's so, so much better when we get to know you on a personal basis, on a daily basis. So this morning, Lord, I pray that you will open up our hearts and open up our minds so that the word that comes forth, God, will fall on good ground, that it will take root downward and bear fruit upward for your glory and your honor. We pray these things by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. So we got to go out of town this past weekend. It was my daughter's birthday. She turned 7 years old Sunday. And my sister and my brother-in-law, they keep our little Teddy, our little Pomeranian, over the weekend, thank God. It's my wife has to really trust somebody to keep that dog. She definitely likes him more than me. Amen. And he's treated better than I am. Amen. But so my sister comes over, and her and my brother-in-law David, they give my daughter $300. They give her three $100 bills. And I'm not arguing that a 6 or 7 year old don't need $300, but they live on a mountain, they're rich somewhere, so whatever. So instantly, when they began to give, or my sister began to give Isabel the $300, she immediately took one of the $100 bills and gave it to my wife. She gave the other $100 bill to my son Joshua. I wasn't here, so hopefully she would have chose me too, and she kept $100 bills for herself. And me and my brother-in-law, David, we began to talk about it, and I began to think about it over the past few days. And instantly, I was like, God, she gave away, you know, a lot of money without thinking about it. She did this because why? She wasn't worried, did she have enough to do things on the weekend? She wasn't worried, did she have enough money to buy this and to buy that? Because she knew something. Brothers and sisters, she knew that if she ran out, she had a relationship with her Father that would make sure she had more than enough. And as I began to think about that, I was like, God, how many of us would hold on to whatever you're giving us with white knuckles, so to speak? When you bless us, when you give us something, when you show us something, we hold on to it because we're not willing to share it. We're not willing to talk about it because we think it's only enough to sustain us. But God, what if we were like little Isabel? What if we were willing to let go of it immediately? What if, God, we were willing to share that testimony, share what you did for us, explain to people your goodness, explain to people the power and the revelations that God is sharing to each one of us? What if we could be like that little six-year-old girl? What if we were willing to let go? And I was like, God, what's stopping me? What's stopping us from being willing to let go? And instantly, God dropped in my spirit security. You see, Isabel knew that I would take care of her. She knew that her mom would take care of her. She knew that no matter if me or Alex have corrected her, me or Alex have spanked her, me or Alex have grounded her, taken things away, whatever the punishment may be, she knew that we still loved her. You see, with kids, when they get in trouble, it don't take them long to come back to you and ask for something. It don't take them long to come back to you and snuggle up in the midnight hour. It doesn't take them long to come back and to hold on to daddy or hold on to mama or hold on to uncle or papa or mama or granny or nanny, whomever it may be. Why does it not take a kid after they've been hurt, after they've been upset, to come back and show love? And the answer is security. They know they won't be turned away. But brothers and sisters, how many of us, when we mess up, when we fail God, when we let go of something that we know God gave us, or when we don't meet the standards that we believe God has for us, we instantly run further from God. We instantly run to drugs. We instantly run to alcohol or gambling or whatever it may be that our crutch is. We instantly run away from the source that comforts us. But not a kid. My daughter gave the money because she knew there'd be more than enough. And that challenges me this morning that a 6-year-old, now 7-year-old little girl can be so secure in her relationship with her father that she's willing to let go of everything because she knows there's enough. Brothers and sisters, I believe that's how we're supposed to be with God. I believe that we're supposed to share the good news of the gospel. When we face turmoil, when we face trials and tribulations, I believe that if we had a security, if we were dependent upon our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that we could face them victoriously. So we'll pick up here in the book of Acts chapter 27, one of my favorite stories in the Bible. I'll probably say that every week, but I really like this one. Paul is, he's got to be taken, he's being taken to court. I can relate to that. But he's being taken to court, and he tells the people in verse 10, he says, let me back up right here, yep. He says, "Men, I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on. There's going to be shipwreck, loss of cargo, and danger to our lives as well. But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship's captain and the owner than to Paul." I want to go to verse 13. "When a light wind began blowing from the south, the sailors thought that they could make it. So they pulled up anchor and sailed close to the shore of Crete. But the weather changed abruptly, and a wind of typhoon strength, called a northeaster, burst across the island and blew us out to sea. The sailors couldn't turn the ship into the wind, so they gave up and let it run before the gale." How many of us this morning have tried to do something without God's help and instantly faced trials? How many of us this morning have made the wrong decision? We've been warned by God, don't do it this way, but we thought our way was better. Me, for sure. How many times has God told us, listen, if you'll read, if you'll study to show yourself approved, if you'll do this and this and pay your tithes and pay your offerings, I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you can't even contain. Yet we think, God, I don't want to tithe yet. God, I got to make this. I got to make ends meet. God, you don't understand. But brothers and sisters, I have good news this morning. God understands everything. He understands exactly what you and I are going through. I was talking to my son Joshua the other day, and he's dealing with some things the enemy's trying to throw his way. And last night he said, "Dad, can you pray for me again about this other thing? Because last time you prayed, Dad, it instantly left." You see, this little 9-year-old boy is understanding that God, "Dad, you prayed last time and God delivered. So if you'll pray again, God will deliver again." How many of us this morning can learn from these kids, can learn from one another, that if God did it once, he's more than able to do it again? You see, I believe that the desire for God to take care of us is a lot more than most of us realize, myself included. Because we just want to do these things that we do in life, try to keep up with the Joneses, buy a new car, we feel peer pressure. Why do we do these things? Because we're searching for something to fill that void. I believe, as God has instructed me, I believe it's because we're insecure in who we are. Most of us, probably over the past several months, have heard about, you know, the elections and everything going on. And one of the greatest, I think the top three issues is crime. People are voting on crime. Why? Because they feel insecure. They don't feel safe. I think one of the second biggest issues is the border. Why? Because it's not secure, because there's danger and harm and terrible, terrible atrocities happening at the border when people come across the border. Why? Because it's not secure. We pay millions and millions, if not billions of dollars to these computer software companies, whether it be McAfee or whatever, to protect our computer because we don't want online hackers. Why? Because we want to feel secure. We pay millions of dollars to this express VPNs and these virtual private networks so these people can't trace our traffic on the internet. Why? Because we want to feel secure. Brothers and sisters, I believe we do everything in our power to feel secure. I believe the 17-year-old boy goes to drugs because he doesn't fit in. He wants to feel secure. I believe the 50-year-old woman sleeps with a man that's not her husband because she doesn't feel secure. But be of good cheer. I believe that if we'll get in a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is absolutely all the security that you need. That is absolutely all the security I need. There's been times in my life, especially early on in my marriage, that we faced adversity. We faced certain financial troubles that I would be expressing myself to Alex and trying to get her to argue with me. I mean, I'm talking about going for it. I would, Alex, you don't understand. 2 + 2 = 4. It can't do this. This can't happen. And she would look at me. She goes, I don't know, Alan, but God's got it. And that would frustrate me. That would challenge me because I'm like, wait a minute. You still don't understand, but brothers and sisters, she understood something I didn't. She understood that if God is in any situation, that automatically can fix it. God plus anything equals victory. So if you're not secure that you're loved by God, then get in the Word of God. If you're not secure that you are loved, then get in the Word of God. If you're not secure in your relationship with your husband or your wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, whatever it may be, not secure with your relationship with your children, get in the Word of God and find out what it said. Because I believe a lot of us can relate to Paul this morning. Paul gave a word and said, listen, there's danger that's going to happen. The ship is going to wreck. These things are going to happen that are not good. But these people said, let it go anyways. You see, people sometimes don't listen to you and I. And sometimes you and I don't listen to pastors or prophets or people that speak into our lives because we feel like our way is better. And what I love about God is God does not instantly condemn us. God does not say, heck with them, let them die. Or there goes Alan again, not listening. There goes Alan again, not sinning. There goes Alan again, let him completely go. You see, this morning we have a Heavenly Father that is always there for us, that wants us to know that when we walk into a room, we're enough. When we walk into a situation where we may not have as much as the other people in the room, I would argue that if you have God on your side, you have so much more. So Paul tells these people, listen, there's going to be a wreck. This is going to be bad. These things are about to happen. So it goes on to describe these things that they were facing. And in verse 21 of Acts chapter 27, the Bible says no one had eaten for a long time. In verse 20, right above that, the Bible says that all hope was gone from everybody on that ship except Paul. Why? How could Paul have security? How could he know that everything was going to be all right? You see, nowadays we have GPS and navigation and all this, turn left, turn right, Siri tells you everything. You know, we feel secure because these things are there to instruct us. We feel secure because these things are there that supposedly help us have a better life. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, that is a false sense of security. And if you think I'm wrong, let your network go down at work. Let your network go down at home. Let the internet not work. Let your phone die. I've seen people absolutely freak out when their phone fell in water or whatever it may be. And I'm not talking about for financial reasons. I'm talking about for reasons that they can't check and see what somebody they've not seen for 14 years is doing at Checkers. It's absolute insanity what I see on social media, what I see. And I don't have a problem with that, but I do have a problem with us focusing more on what our mother's, brother's, cousin's, second, third child is doing than more than our relationship with God. Yes, I do have a problem with that. Because I promise you, brothers and sisters, there's something that money cannot provide you. People say, oh, security comes from money. Nope, absolutely not. I've seen people that had it all lose it in a day. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I have never seen somebody that calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've never seen them fail. I've never seen them not be able to get up again. I've never seen them not have a hope. I've never seen them not have an expected end. So this morning I ask us a question is, why do you feel secure? And if you don't feel secure, then why don't you feel secure? And the answer for me this morning is, I want to be as secure as that little girl giving away most of her money because I know my daddy's got me. I want to be secure as that little boy that says, Dad, pray for me again. Because God did it once and God will do it again. I want to be as secure as my wife when she says, Alan, I don't understand, but I know God will. Because every one of those situations has proven true in my life. Every time my wife has looked at me and said, Alan, I don't know, but God can. He's done it. God has absolutely never failed me. Never has God failed me. He is absolutely the only one that I can say has never let me down. I may not have always loved the way things have gone, but he's been right there. He's stuck closer than a brother. Acts chapter 27, all these things have happened. They're getting tossed to and fro. I mean, hell is literally happening on that ship. But Paul's about to stand up, and Paul's about to give some good news. In chapter 27, verse 21, well, just for the sake of time, I will go to verse 22. This is Paul talking. And God, well, might as well read a little bit of verse 21. Paul says, men, you should have listened to me in the first place and not left for Crete. We would have avoided all this damage and loss. But take courage. None of you will lose your lives, even though the ship will go down. Think about that. They didn't have all these awesome flashlights, all these awesome electronic devices. I mean, they were literally being tossed to and fro. They didn't know if they didn't have depth finders, so to speak, not really good ones. I know they had some advantages, but they didn't have these radar systems and sonar and all that kind of nonsense, or good stuff, not nonsense. They didn't have all that. They were in the dark being tossed to and fro. They didn't know if the next 30 seconds they were about to die. And this man stands up and said, listen, y'all should have listened to me. If y'all would have listened to me, none of these things would have happened. And I can only imagine being on that boat being, man, you were right. We were wrong. All hope was gone. There was no sense of security. But Paul is giving this speech. He's standing up saying, listen, you should have listened to me. But you didn't. But that's okay. Because in verse 22, he says, but take courage. None of you are going to die, even though the ship will go down. And this is why I want to focus on in closing. Verse 23 says, for last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me. And he said, don't be afraid, Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. Don't be afraid, Paul, for you shall surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God in his goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you. Verse 25, so take courage, for I believe God, it will be just as he said, but we will be shipwrecked on an island. Brothers and sisters, there are different types of securities, faults, There's different types of things that make you feel better for a moment or for months or even years. But God the Father, in His goodness and His love and His affection for you and I, will only allow His presence, will only allow a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to fill the void on the inside of each one of us. Drugs feel good for a moment. Different things, women, men, whatever it may be, feels good for a moment. But God is the only one that can supply that kind of security. Brothers and sisters, this morning I offer you security, and it is only in Jesus Christ. I believe I've tried many things, felt good for a moment, but God is the only one that has been there and allowed me to be secure. You see, someone can come up to me and say, "Your name's not Alan," and that doesn't bother me at all. They can tell me my name's many, many different things. They can tell me my wife's name's not Alex. That absolutely does not bother me at all. Why? Because I am secure in knowing who I am. I am secure knowing who my wife is. You could tell me your wife was seen doing this, doing that, and if it's outside of her character, there's absolutely no way that I would believe it. It wouldn't shake me. It doesn't move me. Why? Because I know my relationship with her. I know, and I am secure in it. Why? Because I've developed it. Because I've put time in. She's put time in. Am I perfect? Is she perfect? Absolutely not. But we're growing together. We learn each other. We laugh. We love. We argue. We whatever. We talk. We build upon these relationships. And it's allowed me at this point to feel secure in that. But are we secure in our relationship with Jesus? If we go to church once a week and don't think about God, there's no way you're secure. You may be secure at church, but what happens on Tuesday night when all hell's breaking loose at the house? Brothers and sisters, there is a security that is absolutely free. It is absolutely better than any type of border control or money or McAfee security and ExpressVPN and all these things that we think protect us. We think make us feel safe. We think can provide for us. There is a relationship with Jesus that is far above all those things. We have a decision this morning, and I love God how He let the people with Paul go through these things, but He saved each one of them, not because of their goodness, not because they prayed, not because they believed, but because of His goodness, His love, His mercy. It is absolutely the only thing that wakes me up every morning. The little girl let go of all her money because she believed in her relationship with her daddy. The young boy asked his dad to pray. Why? Because he believes in his relationship with his daddy and his mommy. Brothers and sisters, God is offering us a security that no matter what's going on in the world, that we can believe and trust in Him. In closing, there was a pastor a couple weeks ago, I think, that he was about to give a message to his congregation. And before church, he had went by a bookstore and saw a book, and it was a book of spells, a book of witchcraft. And he said, just for the heck of it, I'll open it up and read a couple things. And he was explaining to his congregation, he said, listen, this is the book. He said, listen, some of these spells in here are, they're kind of amazing. It's interesting that people believe this, that this is real, that this is, you know, all these things. He said, listen, I want to read a couple of these spells to see how it lands on you, to see how you feel about it. And as he began to do this and open up the book, he saw some people in the audience or in the congregation squirm a little bit. He saw some of them start to fidget. Some of them begin to get nervous. And he instantly said, wait a minute. I'm about to open up this book of darkness and you guys think it's going to affect you. And every single week I open up the living word of God and nobody squirms. Nobody thinks it's going to move them. Nobody thinks it's going to change them. Nobody thinks it has power. And I share that story this morning to say that, listen, we don't have to fidget when bad things come our way. We don't have to worry about the power of darkness. We don't have to fidget and to feel insecure about things in life if we've got God on our side. Because the Bible says if God be for us, then he is more than the whole world against us. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, God, that we don't have to squirm, God. We don't have to be nervous. I thank you that just like Paul on that ship, God, that if you tell us something and you have told us many things and you continue to speak to your people, that we can be secure. We can know that, God, we may be shipwrecked. God, we may be tossed to and fro with some cares of the world. God, I know that sometimes the economy makes me nervous. God, I know that sometimes I fall short. God, I know that sometimes I get nervous and I get worried and I think things don't add up. But God, I pray for my brothers and sisters in this call this morning and that will hear this message. I pray that they will have a security like that little girl that was willing to let go of everything because she knew Daddy would take care of it. God, I pray for that kind of faith to know that you will take care of it no matter what it is. God, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I speak wellness into their bodies. But God, I pray for a security to come on the inside of them, that when the things of the world try to toss them to and fro, that they stand firm with the anchor of Jesus Christ, that the Word of God holds us down, that the Word of God encourages us, that the Word of God motivates us to forever be changed. God, I thank you more than anything that you are who you say you are. You are the God of security. So this morning, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you don't condemn us, that you're always right there to pick us up. And by faith, we believe these things are done in your son, Jesus. Amen.